Before we get into this segment, family, I have to play a song that is very, very befitting. It fits right on in. Here is Ya Know by Julie E. Gordon. Let's get into this segment. I said I wasn't going to be singing no more, right? Y'all heard me try it. I tried it. All right. Yeah, segment time. Peace and blessings, family. Thank you so much for tuning in to another segment of Malaka Alaya to the Remnant. Some of you guys may know me as Batya. Some of y'all know me as Plain Old Asia, which is what my mom named me. It's been a little while since I've just come on the podcast to just talk to y'all. I'm usually just reading the scriptures, you know. Now, I may pull out some scriptures during this segment, but I just want to talk to y'all a little bit. My heart is a bit heavy for those who still have not found their way to our Heavenly Father, to those who have not chosen the way of Messiah, who is the way. He is the way to the Father. He is the truth of the Father. He is the life that the Father operated in and through. There are so many people that just, they do what they want as if the Father is blind, as if there are not angels even that report everything done under the sun. He is not blind. He never slumbers nor sleeps. The angels, they're not human beings that need rest. So they watch and report. I remember back when I was in school to become a certified nursing assistant, they would say that our biggest job was to watch and report. We would watch the patients, the residents, we were to call them. We didn't call them patients, we called them residents. But we were to watch for any signs or symptoms of infections, signs of change of their physical well-being, and report these things. We report these things to the nurses. And then the nurses report these things to the doctors. What's my point? My point is the angels, they watch and they report. Hallelujah. And so, do you know that there are wives that are wives of pastors, apostles, leaders? These wives attend service. They hear the word. And then they go off and cheat on their husbands. They gossip in the church. They steal funds from the church. As if the Most High is not going to know these things. They are pastors, apostles, bishops, pastors, Sunday school teachers, deacons, all different offices of clergy that steal, that lie, that cheat. Yet they use the name of the Most High and say they are his servants. Yep, I knew a scripture was coming out. Let me share this with you. So this scripture comes from Jubilees, chapter 4, verse 6. And this scripture lets us know that none of us can get away with anything. So again, he knows. There is nothing that you can do that is hidden. You may be able to hide it from your brother, from your sister, from you know, your teachers, your pastors, your apostles, your mores, your moras, even your children. But you cannot hide anything from Yahweh. And here we go. Again, Yovaliam 4:6 or Jubilees 4:6. Matter of fact, let's go back a little bit to verse 5. It says, and on this account it is written on heavenly tablets, cursed is he who smites his neighbor treacherously. And let all who have seen and heard say, so be it. And the man who has seen and not declared it, let him be accursed as the other. So there you go. You know that see something, say something thing, right? So if you see a crime committed against another, so that no snitching policy, yeah, y'all can leave that in the hood, because that's not going to rock in the Shamayam. That's not going to rock in the kingdom, should I say. All right. But look, check verse 6 out. It says, and for this reason, we announce when we come before Yahweh Alahainu, all the sin which is committed in heaven and on earth, and in light and in darkness everywhere. So for those of you that may not be familiar with the book of Yovaliam or the book of Jubilees, this is a holy angel communicating with Moses on Mount Sinai. This is the very same day that Moses or Masha received the commandments from Yah. Okay. The book of Jubilees actually says that the Most High sent an angel. And so I'm thinking, is this the angel of the presence? For those that are familiar with the scriptures, you know, we hear about the angel of the presence of Yahweh, right? That communicates with Moses and even some prophets, if I'm not mistaken. But you know what? Mm-hmm. Let me just take y'all real quick to chapter 1 of Jubilees. But again, remember, the whole heart of this segment is to let you know that everything that you're doing, everything that you're saying is being recorded. Okay? So what happens? You slip. You do something or you say something you shouldn't have said based on your emotion or lack of understanding, right? Or you know, out of offense, which is, again, based in emotion, right? You did something you shouldn't have did. What do? Do you walk around and say, oh, man, that's it. I'm condemned. Y'all knows. He knows what I did. You know, that's it for me. Or do you trust in the work, in the finished work of our kinsman redeemer who opened the way of repentance for the heart who is truly repentant? What did David tell us? Daoud. He said a broken and contrite Ruach or spirit, the Most High will not despise. You know what he despises? This is one of the seven things that he despises. Pride. Pride is the thing that keeps someone from humbling themselves and saying, Abba, I messed up. Pride is the thing that keeps a person from confessing their faults to their sisters and brothers that they may be forgiven. Don't let pride keep you away from your Father. Because again, if you choose to operate in pride and live in what you think is secret sin, how much of your Father is he really? How much are you really his? You know? Now, this is amazing. And let me tell you how amazing this is. I started this segment March 9th, to be honest. And the part where I said, okay, you know, this leads me to a scripture, I ended there. I went into reading the book of Jubilees. I saw something in chapter 2. I'm like, I don't know about that. You know, I had to, you know, seek that out. And I just kind of stopped right there and left this here. And so tonight I was just telling one of my elder sisters, I'm like, you know, I got to get ready to go to sleep or whatever, but I want to read. I got to get through this book of Jubilees. And as I was reading in the book of Jubilees, I came across this verse and then I remembered this segment. Like, oh, I found it. Let me get back to the segment. So anyway, y'all, with that being said, I do want to go back to the beginning of Yovaliam just to give you a little bit of basis on this book. Did I say the right word, basis? Give you a little basis. To give you a little background about the book. All right, anyway, whatever. Give you a little bit about the book, right? I be trying to sound professional on here, y'all. Okay, so Yovaliam chapter 1. It says, and it came to pass in the first year of the exodus of the children of Yasharal out of Mitzrayim, in the third month, on the 16th day, and for those of you who are not familiar with this language here that's being used in the book that I'm reading from the Sefer, Yasharal is Israel, and Mitzrayim is Egypt, okay? So, all right. So, it says, in the third month, on the 16th day of the month, that Elohim, or Yah, spoke to Moses, saying, come up to me on the mount, and I will give you two sapphire stones of the Torah and of the commandment, which I have written, that you may teach them. And Moses, and I say all three, because depending on how, you know, your understanding of the name. Anyway, verse 3, and Moshe went up into the Mount of Elohim, and the glory of Yahweh abode on Mount Sinai, and a cloud overshadowed it 6 days. Why only 6 days? Because you don't want that Shabbat. Yahweh Shabbat. Verse 4. And he called to Masha on the seventh day out of the midst of the cloud. And the appearance of the glory of Yahweh was like a flaming fire on the top of Mount Sinai. And Masha, or Moses, and here in the Sefer it says Moshe, was on the mount 40 days and 40 nights. And Elohim taught him the earlier and the latter history of the division of all the days of the Torah and of the testimony. And he said, incline your heart to every word which I shall speak to you on this mount, and write them in a sefer, in order that their generations may see how I have not forsaken them for all the evil which they have wrought in transgressing the covenant which I established between me and you for their generations this day on Mount Sinai. And thus it will come to pass, when all these things come upon them, that they will recognize that I am more righteous than they in all their judgments and in all their actions. And they will recognize that I have truly been with them. And do write for yourself all these words which I declare unto you this day, for I know their rebellion and their stiff neck, before I bring them into the land of which I swore to their fathers, to Abraham and to Yitzhak and to Yaakov, saying, unto your seed will I give a land flowing with milk and honey. So again, for those that may not be familiar with the names in the way that I said them, so I'm going to read that again. Verse 8. And do write for yourself all these words which I declare unto you this day, for I know their rebellion and their stiff neck. Therefore I bring them into the land of which I swore to their fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, unto your seed will I give a land flowing with milk and honey. Verse 9. And they will eat and be satisfied, and they will turn to strange Elohim, or strange Elohim, to Elohim which cannot deliver them from aught of their tribulation. And this witness shall be heard for a witness against them. For they will forget all my commandments, even all that I command them. And they will walk after the other nations, and after their uncleanness, and after their shame, and will serve their Elohim. And these will prove unto them an offense and a tribulation. These what? These commandments. What is Masha receiving right now? The Ten Commandments, right? And again, this is Jubilees chapter 1. So he says, and these will prove unto them an offense and a tribulation and an affliction and a snare. And many will perish, and they will be taken captive, and will fall into the hands of the enemy, because they have forsaken my ordinances and my commandments and the feasts of my covenant and my Shabbats and my holy place, which I have sanctified for myself in their midst, and my tabernacle and my sanctuary, which I have sanctified for myself in the midst of the land, that I should set my name upon it, and that it should dwell there. And they will make to themselves high places and Asherah poles and graven images, and they will worship each his own graven image, so as to go astray. And they will sacrifice their children to devils and to all the works of the error of their hearts. And I will send witnesses unto them, that I may witness against them, but they will not hear. And they will slay the witnesses also. Who were the witnesses? The prophets. Who was the greatest witness? Yahawashai, Yahushua, Yahusha, Yeshua, the Word, the Son of the Most High Yah. He was the greatest witness of them all. And our people killed him too. And they will persecute those who seek the Torah. And they will abrogate and change everything so as to work evil before my eyes. And I will hide my face from them. And I will deliver them into the hand of the other nations for captivity. Are we not right now scattered to all four corners of the earth? And have we not been slaves and bywords in all of these nations? Have not other nations of people ruled over us, told us what we can do, what we can't do, where we could drink, where we could sit, where we can't drink, where we can't learn? Has this not come to pass? Jubilees chapter 1, verse 14, mid-verse. And I will remove them from the midst of the land, and I will scatter them amongst the other nations. And they will forget all my Torah, and all my commandments, and all my judgments, and will go astray as to new moons, and Shabbats, and feasts, and jubilees, and ordinances. Have we not? Every time you turn around, somebody like, well, when you doing Passover? Hey, when is Purim? When exactly is Feast of Unleavened Bread? When is Tabernacles? We're seeking out these things because why? Why do we got to ask these things? Because we have gone astray to the new moons and the Shabbats and the feasts and the jubilees and the ordinances. Verse 16. And after this, they will turn to me from amongst the other nations. And that's what's happening. That's why, though, because of the turn back to him, we want to know when our feast days are. We want to know when the Day of Atonement is, so that we can pay homage to Yahusha for what he did, because we understand that he was the greatest atonement, right? But we want to know when Sukkot is. We want to know when the spring feasts come in. We want to know when Shavuot is. Why? Why do we want to know these things? Because verse 16 says, and after this, they will turn to me from amongst the other nations with all their heart and with all their soul and with all their strength. And I will gather them from amongst all the other nations, and they will seek me, so that I shall be found of them when they seek me with all their heart and with all their soul. And I will disclose to them abounding peace with righteousness, and I will remove them the plant of uprightness with all my heart and with all my soul. And they shall be for a blessing and not for a curse. Hallelujah. And they shall be the head and not the tail. Glory, Yahuwah, for your name's sake. Yahuwah, Re'abba. Thank you. Thank you, Abba. Verse 18, and I will build my sanctuary in their midst, and I will tabernacle with them, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people in all truth and righteousness. Hallelujah. And I will not forsake them nor fail them. For I am Yahuwah Elohim. And Masha fell on his face and prayed and said, oh Yahuwah Elohai, do not forsake your people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What did Masha do? Masha fell on his face and said, oh Yahuwah Elohai, do not forsake your people and your inheritance, so that they should wander in the error of their hearts, and do not deliver them into the hands of their enemies, the other nations, lest they should rule over them and cause them to sin against you. Look at Masha interceding on behalf of a wayward, stiff-necked people who disrespected him, who challenged him every chance that they got. who rebelled against him, look at him interceding. How many of us will see people doing wrong right now? I'll be like, get them, y'all. Go on and get them. Judge them, y'all. Let me ask myself, how many times have I possibly tried to reach out to someone and they were not receptive? And the first thing my mind did was, y'all, judge them, y'all. I'm being convicted right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word will do that to you. It'll reprove you. It'll rebuke you. It will correct you. But it will also restore you. Hallelujah. Hawa. Abba. I lift up my voice for those that I have tried to minister to or reach out to or love on that were not receptive. And I repent right now for hoping that you would judge them. Because what, I'm so perfect? No, Yah. No. And please forgive me, Abba Yah. I ask that you would soften the heart of your people. Oh, Yah, according to your word in the book of Ezekiel, where you promised, you said that you would remove the stony heart and give a heart of flesh, oh, Yah. Please move away the hard-heartedness. We've become so hard-hearted towards one another, oh, Yah. Because of all the things that we went through, but we went through these things because of the sins of our ancestors and then because of our own sins. Abba, mercy, mercy, mercy. For your name's sake, in the name of Yahweh Shah Mashiach, Ben Yahuwah, your son, in his name I pray. Hallelujah. Verse 21, Masha goes on to say, Let your mercy, O Yahuwah, be lifted up upon your people and create in them an upright ruach. Now y'all see where David get it from, right? Look, check this out. He says in verse 21 of Yovaliam or Jubilee chapter 1, let your mercy, O Yahuwah, be lifted up upon your people and create in them an upright ruach. And let not the ruach of Belial rule over them to accuse them. So that reminds me of when David said, create in me a clean heart. That right there, Masha said, create in your people a upright ruach. Same thing as clean heart. Hallelujah. A clean spirit, a righteous spirit. Hallelujah. A charash spirit. Or kadosh. Charash, kadosh. However you say it. Righteous. And let not the ruach of Belial, or the ruach of Satan, the ruach of the devil, the wicked one, the evil one, the adversary. Do not let the ruach of Belial or Baal rule over them to accuse them before you and to ensnare them from all the cycles of righteousness so that they may perish from before your face. What are the cycles of righteousness? His Shabbats, his set apart assemblies, his set apart gatherings, his Moedim, his feast days, his Jubilees, his Shabbats. He said, don't let Baal rule over them to accuse them before you. He be like, look at them. Not even honoring the days that you told them to keep forever. Look at them. That's him accusing us, y'all. So Masha is interceding that Yahuwah will fix our hearts so that there will be no reason for us to be accused. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that we may not be accused, so that we don't perish before the face of our holy, perfect Father. Verse 22. But they are your people and your inheritance, which you have delivered with your great power from the hands of Mitzrayim, creating them a clean heart. Here we go. Creating them a clean heart. And a Ruach HaKadosh. And let them not be ensnared in their sins from henceforth until eternity. And Yahuwah said unto Masha, I know their contrariness and their thoughts and their stiff-neckedness, and they will not be obedient till they confess their own sin and the sins of their fathers. And after this, they will turn to me in all uprightness and with all their heart and with all their soul. And I will circumcise the foreskin of their heart and the foreskin of their, and the foreskin of the heart of their seed. And I will create in them a Ruach HaKadosh, and I will cleanse them. And what that means is I will create in them a holy set apart spirit, and I will cleanse them so that they shall not turn away from me from that day unto eternity. And their souls will cleave to me and to all my commandments, and they will fulfill my commandments, and I will be their father, and they shall be my children. Come on, y'all. Yovaliam Jubilees, chapter 1, verse 25 says, and their souls will cleave to me and to all my commandments, and they will fulfill my commandments. And I will be their father, and they shall be my children. And they shall be called children of the living Elohim. And every angel and every Ruach shall know, yea, they shall know that these are my children, and that I am their father. Yahuwah, like them right there, the mind, and every angel and everything will know. Come on, let's read that again. And they shall be called children of the living Elohim, and every angel and every spirit shall know, yea, they shall know that these are my children, and I am their father in uprightness and righteousness, and that I love them. Hallelujah. Yahshua. Listener, you are loved, 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 oh, you are loved, you are loved by you. He stretches out his hand to us, an act of mercy and true love. The heavens open wide to see, he's revealed his breath to me. It's like 3 something in the morning, y'all. So I can't really sing right now, but I need y'all to know that. You are loved. 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 Oh, you are loved. You are loved by Yahuwah. Hallelujah. And do right for yourself, verse 27. And do right for yourself. Write down for yourself all these words which I declare unto you on this mount, the first and the last, which shall come to pass in all the divisions of the days in the Torah and in the testimony and in the weeks and in the jubilees unto eternity, until I descend and tabernacle with them throughout eternity. And he said to the angel of the presence, here we go. Remember, I mentioned the angel of the presence, right? So then Yahweh said to the angel of the presence, write for Masha from the beginning of creation till the sanctuary has been built among them for all eternity. And Yahweh will appear to the eyes of all, and all shall know that I am Alahayim. I am the Alahayim of Yasharal and the father of all the children of Yaakov and king on Mount Zion for all eternity. And Zion and Yerushalayim shall be holy. So who wrote on those sapphire tablets according to Yovelim? By the command of who? Yahweh told the angel of the presence to write these things down. Come on, look, it says it in Yovelim 28. No, Yovelim 1:28. If these words be true, check it out. It says, and he said to the angel of the presence, write for Masha from the beginning of creation till my sanctuary has been built among them for all eternity. And Yahweh will appear to the eyes of all. How did Yahweh appear to the eyes of all? Where was Yahweh in spirit? He was in Yahweh Shai, his son. Woo! The spirit of the living Alahayim, in order to do what he needed to do here in the earth realm, had to be on the inside of flesh and blood. And he chose to be on the inside of Yahweh Shai HaMashiach. Don't y'all remember? After Yahweh Shai was immersed, he looked and he saw the spirit of the Most High coming upon him like a dove. And it decreed and declared, this is my son, of whom I'm well pleased. So because he was well pleased with how Yahweh Shai carried himself in the earth, he said, I'm going to dwell in him. My spirit is going to dwell in him so that he can do great things, so that signs and wonders can follow him. The same spirit that was upon the prophets when they prophesied was in Yahweh Shai. My. Halal Yahweh. All right. He said, okay. So, and all shall know that I am the Alahayim of Yasharal and the father of all the children of Yaakov and king on Mount Zion for all eternity. And Zion and Yerushalayim shall be holy. And the angel of the presence who went before the camp of Yasharal took the tablets of the divisions of the years from the time of the creation of the Torah and of the testimony of the weeks of the Jubilees, according to the individual years, according to all the number of the Jubilees, according to the individual years, from the day of the new creation, when the heavens and the earth shall be renewed, and all their creation, according to the powers of the heaven, and according to all the creation of the earth, until the sanctuary of Yahweh shall be made in Yerushalayim on Mount Zion, and all the luminaries be renewed for healing and for peace and for blessing for all the elect of Yasharal, and that thus it may be from that day and unto all the days of the earth. So I'm going to tell you,
he knows. all about me. He knows all about it.
All right, y'all, that's my time. I'm about to go to sleep. I'm over here sounding horrible, but I'm just trying to tell y'all. He knows. He knows all your fears. He knows all your doubt. He knows all your pain. He knows all your transgression. He knows of your times of repentance. He knows of your times of stiff-necked hard-heartedness. He knows all about it. Walk right before your Father. Get it right. Get it together. Repent. You have some things that need to be reconciled. Reconcile them. You have some things you need to apologize for. Apologize for them. Now, for real, that's my time. Love y'all so much. Shalom. 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 Salama. Salam alaikum. I'm out.